ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Morning, we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Text 50 and 51. Yojjayamana sarvesham Tejas Tejas Vinam Rucha Payopadata dakshyatscha Karmanam daksham abruvan Tam prajasaga rakshayam Yeah, I'll read. Anadi adisichyatscha Yuyojayu yujenyamcha sava sarva prajapatin. Someone else? Yojayamana sarvesham. Karmanam dakshama bruvan Yojamana sarvesham Eja teja vinam rucha Svayopadata dakshyatscha Karmanam dakshama bruvan Yojayamana sarvesham Tejas tejas vinam rucha Payopadata dakshyascha Karmanam daksham abruvan Someone else? Yeah, one who, Jayamana, just after his birth, Sarvesham, of all, Teja, the brilliance, Tejasvinam, brilliant, Rucha, by effulgence, Svaya, his, Upadata, covered, dakya, from being expert, cha, and karmanam, in fruitive activities, daksham, daksha, abruvan, was called. Translation, after being born, daksha, by the super excellence of his bodily luster, covered all others' bodily opulence. Because he was very expert in performing fruitive activity, he was called by the name Daksha, meaning the very expert. Lord Brahma, therefore, engaged Daksha in the work of generating living entities and maintaining them. In due course of time, Daksha also engaged other Prajapatis, progenitors, in the process of generation and maintenance. Purport. Daksha became almost as powerful as Lord Brahma. Consequently, Lord Brahma engaged him in generating population. Daksha was very influential and opulent. In his own turn, Daksha engaged other Prajapatis headed by Marichi. In this way, the population of the universe increased. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fourth canto, 30th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Activities of the Prachetas. Yo jayamana sarvesham tejas tejasvinam vicha svayupadata dakshascha karmanam daksham abhruvan tam prajasagarakshayam anadi avisischarcha yujo yujenyamscha savai sava prajapatin. So, Daksha was very fortunate. Now he has a second chance. We know the history previously, how Daksha had offended Lord Shiva, and he had to be punished by Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, of course, didn't want to punish him just for punishment's sake, but he wanted to correct him. We know that great demon Virabhadra was created by Lord Shiva, and he went accompanied by many of the other Lord Shiva followers, and went to the yajna that was organized by Daksha, and they punished many of those who were attending that yajna who supported Daksha, and Daksha himself was killed by this Virabhadra, the asura created by Lord Shiva. He was killed, and he actually was able to cut the head of Daksha, and he was killed in that way. So at that time, many of those who survived were very frightened. They went to Lord Brahma. What shall we do? And Lord Brahma advised them, oh, you have offended the great personality, Lord Shiva. So now we have to go and surrender ourselves to Lord Shiva and beg his forgiveness. So all the devas went, headed by Lord Brahma, and they prayed. And Lord Brahma actually glorified Lord Shiva in so many ways. When they actually went to the Kailash, the abode of Lord Shiva, they saw that it was such a nice place, so peaceful, so different from what had just happened at the yajna. And Lord Shiva was sitting, surrounded by the Kumaras, other great sages, in a very peaceful mood. It wasn't that he was angry. He wasn't angry anymore. He was actually very calm, very peaceful. So all were very astonished to see just how nice and beautiful place, and actually the position of Lord Shiva, the beauty of Lord Shiva and the position of Lord Shiva. So Lord Brahma offered many prayers to Lord Shiva, glorified him. In the end, he asked Lord Shiva to please forgive everyone, and the yajna had not been completed. It was yajna meant to bring auspiciousness, even though it had become very inauspicious by the offensive mentality of Daksha. Now it is explained that Daksha, this mood of Daksha towards Lord Shiva had been building up over time, and it wasn't that all of a sudden. He never appreciated Lord Shiva, although Lord Shiva is such an exalted personality, far greater than Daksha himself. But he never appreciated, especially when Lord Shiva was married to Sati. He never approved of that. He didn't think Lord Shiva was a fit husband for his daughter. So he thought so many things against Lord Shiva. So he was building, he had this enmity towards Lord Shiva for a long time. This is explained by Srila Prabhupada. And so when the yajna was being organized, this was the second yajna actually, that when Lord Shiva had sent the Virabhadra. Anyway, by that time, Daksha was, he couldn't restrain himself any further. And he had to say so many things and against Lord Shiva. So this is what happens, of course, when someone allows anger, envy, and hatred, and all these things to stay in the heart and build up in the heart, in the mind, then it becomes vocalized, it becomes physical also. So one has to be very careful for these things. I remember reading one comment by Suniti, who is the mother of Dhruva Maharaj, and she was speaking to him, and in one section she said that she said, "My dear son," she said, "never wish anything inauspicious unto others, because when someone wants to cause harm to anyone else, he himself gets that harm back to him in some way or other." So Daksha was had this, and then he said so many things, and it became what started off as being auspicious. The whole yajna was meant to be auspicious. It became a catastrophe. And Lord Brahma actually, when he was speaking to the demigods, and he was saying, like in that way also, that you know, the yajna, the sacrifice, was arranged to bring auspiciousness. But how can there be auspiciousness when you offend a great personality like Lord Shiva? Even one personality, especially of the position of Lord Shiva, who is offended, can bring about a very calamitous situation. So Lord Brahma asked Lord Shiva to please arrange that the sacrifice be finished, and those devas who had those participants, those who had been killed, be brought back to life; those who had been injured, be restored to their former positions, and the daksha be brought back to life again. So now Lord Shiva said that yes, some will be restored, and some will have to Bhrigu will have to have the beard of a goat, and Bhaga will have to see through the eyes of his disciples, someone else who had to eat through the teeth of his disciples. I can't remember. Bhaga will have to see in another way. And Daksha, his head has already been destroyed completely, so we will take the head of the goat that was meant for the sacrifice, we will take the head of the goat and we'll join it to the body of Daksha, and he can be revived in that way. So it came to pass that Lord Shiva had arranged all this, and Daksha, the goat's head was joined to the body of Daksha. And it is explained that Daksha awoke just like from a sleep. And when he awoke, he saw the personality of Lord Shiva in front of him, very blissful, very peaceful. And just by that sight of Lord Shiva, it is said that all his feelings of envy and anger and frustration were cleansed from his heart. He didn't have any further feeling against Lord Shiva when he awoke again, came back to life again, purified by the association. Such is the potency. And actually, he was so remorseful and so ashamed of his position, poor former position, that he offered many wonderful prayers to Lord Shiva. And he actually thanked Lord Shiva. Just imagine how repentant one must be to thank someone who has just killed them. So Lord Shiva had brought him back to life, and he thanked him. He said that I was destined to hell because of my continued offensive mentality I was going to a place I don't know where. And you have saved me by punishing me in a fit and just manner. So now I have come to my senses again. One who is in advanced position, he can understand what is a right thing and what is the wrong thing. And Prabhupada said on quite a few occasions, and he was speaking, I remember one time to his disciples, he said, the first class disciple is one who just follows nicely and tries to serve the spiritual master in a very humble mood, even anticipating the needs of the spiritual master and tending to those needs. But the second class, he doesn't follow so nicely, he makes mistakes, but when he makes mistakes, he realizes I've made a mistake, and he begs forgiveness, and he rights his position, and again comes to following us. He says, second. And the third class is someone who makes many mistakes and keeps making many mistakes. So Daksha had learnt his mistake. He had learned his mistake. It is mentioned in the previous purport that Daksha, after offering so many prayers to Lord Shiva, again with all the others, went to complete the yajna. Now it is mentioned that Lord Brahma, in the previous yajna, before Daksha was killed, that Lord Brahma and Lord Vishnu had not attended. They had not attended that yajna because they knew beforehand what was going to happen. So they didn't participate, they didn't come. But now that Daksha was in a different mood and everyone was begging forgiveness, and Lord Shiva accepted their apology, he forgave them. This is also a sign of a great personality, that a great personality is ready to forgive. Ready to forgive. Of course, if one keeps doing and doing and doing, one has to be ready to rectify themselves and not continue again. If you come and beg forgiveness, but then after 1 week, after 1 day, again you do it, and then beg forgiveness, and then after 2 months, and then, that means you're not sincere. You're not sincere about asking forgiveness. Deep within your heart, you're still. So that doesn't show sincerity when someone please excuse me, but then they keep doing it. So one has to be careful. And of course someone, you know, an advanced devotee, someone of course like Lord Shiva, he is always prepared to forgive someone who's actually sincere. Not that you never forgive someone has done something against you. I remember one time, many years ago, when I was the president of one of our temples, that there was some dispute between two brahmacharis, and it became a very big argument. And some was calling him names, the other one calling the other one names, and they walked away. So I decided to go and speak to one and then speak to the other. They both were very refusing to... I think that you should come together, I said, and just pay obeisances and forgive everything and start afresh, try to find the solution. No, I will never forgive. He has done the mistake. And the other one said the same thing. He is the one. I will never forgive. He first has to come. So I said, This is the karmi way. The Vaishnava way is someone has to be prepared to forgive, has to come to the higher position. A higher position is to take the humble position, actually. We were always told like that. I remember when I was a new devotee, take the humble position. Of course, it's not so easy when you're a beginning devotee. You still have the pride and the So one has to be careful of these things. Now, here it is mentioned that the Daksha was very, very powerful. He had one of the direct sons of Lord Brahma. Direct son. When after Brahma was creating, he created the Kumaras, Lord Shiva, and then he had the 10 sons. And Daksha was one. There was Vashishta, Bhrigu, Pulaha, like that. So many different sons, Narad Muni, and Daksha was also, he took birth from the thumb of Daksha. He was not ordinary birth, just he appeared from the thumb of Lord Brahma. So very high Brahmana from Lord Brahma, and was the direct son. So he was a very big position, very powerful, very influential, very opulent. This was his position. Now one has to be careful about these things though. There's mentioned Janmaishwara Shrutashubi Eramanamanapuman. Generally people become puffed up, it is said in the Bhagavatam, over four things. Janma, high birth. Big Brahmin family, aristocratic family. Very easy to become puffed up. When generally ordinary people, they become puffed up by this thing, Janma. Aishwara, money. Money. If you have a lot of money, a lot of opulence, a lot of assets, very easy to become puffed. Oh, I am such a big person. I have this, I mean, big birth, big family. Jainmaishwara. Shruta. Education. If you have the BA, MA, PhD, or so. Now I have got the two PhDs. So very easy to become puffed up with big education. Very easy. Janmaishwara Sruta Sribi and beauty. Beauty. If you're a very handsome man, very beautiful woman, very easy to become puffed up. So but one has to be, if one is interested in that we see everywhere. So many proud people, especially in the Kali Yuga. Everywhere the world is full of the proud people. So when you have a world full of proud people, Prabhupada mentions in the Srimad Bhagavatam, when someone is proud, he has to be envious. Has to be. Because this is a false position of pride. How big can you be after all? There's always someone bigger, so therefore you're always on the guard. And that breeds the envy. So he said that from the ignorance comes the pride. And from the pride becomes the envy. And then when you're envious of someone, Prabhupada said, then you must commit offense. Must. The envy will force you to commit offense. So many proud people in the world, we see, and so much fighting. But one who is interested in spiritual advancement has to be aware that these things have to be curbed, have to be minimized. So even a great personality and powerful personality like Daksha fell victim to the power, to the position, to the birth, and he had to be punished. He committed offense to great personality. He had to be punished, and to rectify him, and he had the head of the goat and the body. He could remember everything though. He could remember everything, and he finished that yajna. Now, as mentioned in the previous purport by Prabhupada, that he underwent severe penances for the lives of many manvantara. He was so remorseful about his former actions, he decided to practice tapasya. And he practiced tapasya for a very long time, over many manus. Prabhupada explains in the previous purport that one manu lives for 4,320,000 of our years multiplied by 71. I don't know exactly any mathematicians, but 71 times 4,320,000 320, what does that add up? 300 million or something like that? So each Manu lives for 300 million years. So he practiced tapasya for so many millions of years. And he again came back, took birth again. He took birth again in the Chakshusha Manvantara. The Chakshusha Manvantara was that Chakshu Manu was the Manu before the Manu now. Now we have Vaivashvata Manu, and that means in the previous Manvantara, previous Manu, Daksha took birth again, but not Brahmana, he had to take birth as Kshatriya. And he had to take birth, as explained by Prabhupada, in the womb of a woman, which before he took birth directly from Brahma, from the thumb of Brahma. A very unusual, remarkable birth. Then the next birth, it take birth in the womb of the woman, and as Kshatriya. But he, by the blessings of Lord Shiva, he was purified, and he became blessed by Lord Shiva to have all the beauty, opulence, wealth, power, everything. But this time, he was using it nicely in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, Lord Vishnu had also, when he came to the second yajna organized by Daksha, after Daksha had realized his mistake, Lord Vishnu was instructing him, "You have offended a great personality like Lord Shiva. Actually, Lord Shiva and myself are practically non-different. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, myself, someone who is affected by the modes of material nature has to be very careful in the presence of great personalities, especially myself, Lord Shiva, and Brahma." So it is said that great personalities like Lord Shiva can give so many blessings. So Daksha got the blessings of Lord Shiva. He is practically on the level of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu and Krishna. It is said that men in this world like to worship the devas. And it is said the devas can bestow blessings. For example, that Surya is especially known. He can cure so many diseases, it is mentioned. Surya, the sun god, can cure so many diseases. And Chandra, the moon god, he gives the nutrition to the vegetables and the grains and everything like that. So many are worshipping him for the farmers. And of course, Lakshmi, she can grant so much wealth. She is very popular. Saraswati can give the good education. Durga Devi can give so many things. She can give strength and the courage, it is said. Ganesh can make one successful in all one's endeavors. So people are very fond to worship and can get that. But actually, it is explained by Prabhupada that these devas get their powers from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They cannot have any powers other than what's given by God. And this God has got unlimited powers and can give all these benedictions by so many more. He can give any benediction that devas can give, Krishna can give, and he can give more. But not only that, he can give liberation from the material world. He can give, Krishna can give, Krishna prema. Devas can't give. I remember one time Prabhupada was giving a lecture in Auckland at the Gita Bhavan in Auckland. And one guest asked Prabhupada, Swamiji, he said, "In our Hindu religion we have many gods and everything. What do you have to say about that?" And Prabhupada said that, they are of this world. I'm talking someone beyond this world. Beyond this world. So this is Krishna. And this is one of the qualities that Lord Vishnu has, even above great devas like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva. It is said that Lord Shiva and Brahma possess qualities over and above ordinary living entities. But Lord Vishnu, he possesses qualities over and above Lord Shiva, even Lord Shiva. And for example, many universes emanate from his body. Many universes come from the body of Vishnu, not Shiva. Shiva, not universe. Shiva can do many, but not the universe. That's from Vishnu, the Mahavishnu. So many universes. That is one quality. And of course, Krishna has qualities even beyond Narayan, and beyond the Vishnu. Prema Madhurya and Rupa Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, Venu Madhurya, playing the flute, and the unparalleled, so many wondrous effects come from Krishna's playing the flute. The beauty of Krishna is unmatched by anyone. He has very loving devotees. Leela, Prema, and the love he has for his devotees, and the love his devotees, that cannot be equaled by anyone. So Krishna has so many different leelas and pastimes, more than even other incarnations. So many, so unlimited. You have Matsya Avatar, you have Korma, they come and do some leela. But not like Krishna. Not like Krishna. Lord Narayan even comes, Lord Rama comes, he has so many leela. But Krishna, oh, so many childhood pastimes, so many. So these are some of the qualities. So, Krishna can bestow upon someone so many blessings. But he is like the father. Just like the child wants something from the father. Father, give me more ice cream. But the father may say, no, already you have had enough. If I give more, you will become sick. No, no, father, please, I want more. But no. But sometimes Krishna is like that. He is like the father. He gives actually what is good for you. He can give all the blessings, but he is not obligated to give all the blessings. He is not your order supplier. You just come with the list. God, give me this, 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 this. I have the list. Like this. And then, why you didn't give? You are not God. Sometimes they get angry. I was asking, you never gave. I remember one time in Jakarta, we did a program in one factory, one of the Indian members. He was a big executive in the factory, so his wife actually organized for the devotees to come to the factory to do a nice program. And everything went nicely. But after a few days, she came to the temple and said, Swami, I'm very upset. I organized everything at the factory, nice kirtan, but now I've lost my job. Why is it that I did everything? Why is Krishna like that? Oh, I was explaining, but still she was upset. But after 1 week she came back, oh, Swami, now I'm very happy. Now I've got better job. I said, see, your faith is not so strong, I said. Even after a little disturbance, you were saying so many things against Krishna, but now Krishna has arranged something better. But you had lost your faith. So we have to have the strong faith in Krishna. And of course, Lord Shiva, he can give so many things. So by the grace of Lord Shiva, Daksha was able to come back in a very nice position, but this time he had learnt his lesson. This is intelligence. This is intelligence. Don't be foolish. You keep doing the same mistake, or different variations of the mistake. We have to learn our lesson. If we make mistake, we have to be prepared to rectify our mistake and come again to the proper position. So here, he became so opulent, Daksha. All others, he was very expert. The word Daksha means expert. And Lord Brahma was very satisfied with him. Shiva was satisfied with him, Brahma was satisfied with him. He again asked him to help populate the universe. Daksha asked others, as said here, Marichi, other Prajapatis, to help populate the universe. The universe has to be populated because so many living entities have the material desires, so a facility has to be made for them. So the work has to go on. I remember one story from the Gita Mahatmya, where by the prayer of one devotee, his prayer was that all the sinful living entities who are with Yamaraj, they be freed. He was praying to Vishnu. So Vishnu heard his prayer and he sent one Vishnu Duda to Yamaraj. He said, my master, Lord Vishnu has requested that you please free all the sinful persons here that you have kept, please free. So Yama, oh yes, he is my master, I will. But first I want to go and take darshan of Lord Vishnu. So Yamaraj went to Lord Vishnu and paid his obeisances. And I have freed, and no more is there with me. What shall I do? And Lord Vishnu said, yes, you know your service. They have been freed, but others will come there. He said, others will come there, so you have to go back and continue your service. So the material world will be filled up, and there has to be arrangement. So Daksha assisted in that, in increasing the population. He was requested by Lord Brahma. So it must have been that Brahma was satisfied with him, and Lord Shiva, of course, had blessed him. So now he can continue on, but now in the right way. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Does anyone have any question? I don't think we have a microphone. Oh, I can't even stand.
Yeah. Hare Krishna. Daksha Prajapati, it looks like he did not lose that offensive mentality, because we read in the sixth kind of Bhagavatam, again he offended Narad Muni.
Okay. That's true. He did. He offended Narad Muni. So that can happen sometime. Here you learn, but again you. So he was angry with that. But you, if you read that section, he was more frustrated with Narad Muni. I mean, his mentality against Lord Shiva was very, very offensive. Very, very. It was not the same. He was a bit frustrated because he was trying to do his service and create so many children. And Narad Muni kept coming and preaching to them to not go into the Grihastha life and be renounced. And so he preached to, this was, I forget the name of those. I forget the name of it. There was one set of children, and he preached to them, and they went away. And then Daksha produced other children, and then Narad came again and preached to them. So the second, so Daksha became a little frustrated and became angry and sent some harsh words to Narad Muni. What were those? He couldn't stay in the one place?
Yeah.
So Narad Muni took it as a blessing that I can free to travel. So yes, he succumbed a little bit, not to the extent though of Lord Shiva. He succumbed a little bit. So that means that Daksha was not yet a pure devotee. We see Narad Muni's reaction, how he was very humble. He got the curse from Daksha. He will not be able, but Narad Muni was very humble. He took it as a blessing. Took it as something from Krishna. But Daksha was still a little bit affected by the modes of nature. And he cursed him. So he wasn't fully. So Yes, unfortunately, later on, he did do like that. So he, but in this, as far as in this particular occurrence of Daksha's life, he had learned from his past mistake from Shiva, but must have been later, much later on. So he's not pure devotee yet. Any other question? Jai Shri Shri Radha Rasa Bihari Ki Jai Shri Prabhupada Ki Gaura Premanandi Hari Bol.